Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Bill Giard, CTO of Digital Transformation and Scale Solutions in Intel's Data Platform Group, back with us in the studio. Welcome back, Bill.
Thanks, Allison. Glad to be on. Nice to talk to you again.
So, Bill, why don't you just ground on your role at Intel and how it translates to our broader objectives with data platforms?
Sure. So as CTO within the Data Platforms Group, I really focus on our product feature sets and our Xeon platform and overall product and solution enablement, you know, not only in Xeon, but what we do in our adjacent accelerators, memory, Optane, et cetera. And probably half of my time is really spent on our overall product roadmap. And then the other half really centers on meeting with customers, understanding, you know, what we're driving forward with our ISV partners and our cloud partners to really bring that capabilities to, you know, large scale enterprise business.
Now is a challenge time for IT as organizations look to tap technology to keep business moving in a very unprecedented time for society. How have you and the team been seeing this roll out with our customers, and how is technology playing a role at this critical time?
Yeah, it is a super important time to really leverage the technologies that we've been deploying, not only for customers to enable remote access and remote productivity, but what we've heard quite loudly is those customers that have really embraced some of the digital transformations and cloud technologies to move faster, be more productive remotely, have benefited. And we've seen, you know, a really increased demand for some of those same solutions that we've been deploying around software-defined infrastructure, remote productivity, an increase in capabilities like virtual desktop and VDI, and really bringing those capabilities to bear. And, you know, we're fortunate to have partners that have taken advantage of some of those solutions we've brought to market. Certainly, you know, an increase in hybrid multi-cloud strategies as they embark on how do they enable their workers working from home. And it's certainly a time where being able to move fast, be able to do things remotely, be able to enable your workers to be productive is more important than it ever has been. And so, you know, working with the solutions we've put into the cloud, the public cloud, as well as, you know, how that matches capabilities they've deployed within their own data center becomes even more important.
Very nice. And obviously, some of the stuff that you were just talking about is really at the heart of what you've been working on for a long time in terms of delivery of hybrid cloud capabilities and delivery of digital services. How do you see the work in IT shaping around those topics? And where are we as an industry in terms of the delivery of solutions to fuel those migrations within IT environments across the world?
I think we're progressing. There used to be debates around, is everything going to either be in the public cloud or either on-premise? And we've seen our ecosystem partners really embrace the fact that this is going to be a combination of both. And the recent efforts that we have with our major CSP partners and our ISV partners to bring those two together, we've seen unprecedented focus on some of those new partnerships, driving capabilities, you know, with Amazon and VMware and Microsoft and Google and Oracle and all of those really major partners, understanding that it really is going to be an environment where capabilities need to work together. And so I would say we've done a pretty good job from an industry in bringing those together. And we can do a better job fundamentally making those easily accessible to our enterprise customers. And the good news is we recognize that as, you know, major technology partners. And for the most part, I think we're rapidly bringing those to market much faster than we have before. And the recent events really just bring that to forefront as organizations are scrambling to understand how do they respond to capabilities that they need to have access to and then still be productive. And so the good news is some of the core foundational things that we've put into place for software-defined infrastructure really plays well into events that we're responding to. And they're working together more and more. And, you know, I'm excited about a lot of the things we're bringing to market with respect to Optane persistent memory and how that really helps some of the remote virtual desktop environments to give them greater density, for the amount of remote workers that they need to deploy on a common infrastructure. Even at Intel, what we've done and what we've responded to with our 100,000 workers working remotely, it became pretty clear that the capabilities that we deploy with our cloud partners, in addition to what we deploy on-premise, really made that hybrid cloud strategy even more important.
What are the things that you think Intel brings to the table uniquely in terms of advising customers on taking next steps toward a true hybrid cloud deployment? And what are the underlying drivers that you're seeing in market today that are moving customers forward? Are they the same as they were a few years ago?
I think they've evolved. Like I said, a few years ago, it was all about data center consolidation and the move towards public cloud as an offering in their portfolio. And now it's more about remote productivity. Certainly security is at the forefront of almost every conversation. Even in the remote workers we have increased today with the recent events, we see a lot of things shaping up with respect to enabling not only what they have within their own data centers, but what they're deploying in new ways of working and really advancing what they're trying to accomplish from a transformation perspective. And so what Intel brings to the table is not only some core set of technologies that really help our customers, our end enterprise customers, bring the value to their own users, but also our ISV and cloud partners and making sure that they work together. We're fortunate to have technologies not only in our server platform with Xeon, but also with memory technologies, networking, and bringing those really forward is super important. And making sure that we make them easy to deploy such that you don't have to stitch them together. I think that's really where Intel is in a strong leadership position with just the broad set of ecosystem partners that we can help our enterprise customers take advantage of that rapidly. And that's certainly become evident where we have capabilities that need to be deployed quickly. And we've marshaled different things with our OEMs to help them do that and with our CSP partners. And performance and cost is super important, but so is time to market, right? And making sure that we can bring those quickly to where it's needed.
When you look at what you expected 2020 to be about, you know, I bet that the types of conversations you're having with customers are probably not what you expected to spend the year doing. When we envision a time where life returns to normalcy and IT organizations can dust off plans, where do you think the focus will shift to after we're done building the resilience of remote work and all of the things that you talked about earlier? Where do you think the IT organizations will shift their attention to? And what do you think will be the lasting change of this time period on IT planning moving forward?
It's a good question. I think at the beginning of the year, we were super focused on, you know, emerging edge computing, inferencing and AI. Multi-cloud was a key focus area. And all of them still are. You know, I think what will become more apparent is we'll have more people working remotely. The capabilities we bring at the edge plays pretty nicely with a multi-cloud deployment, you know, fundamentally needing to integrate and manage those capabilities across multiple deployment regions. But it'll shift really from edge being, you know, a near merging things that customers were willing to do on their own, to really being a core part of what they're doing for multi-cloud. And so I see a stronger emphasis on edge and multi-cloud just because of the nature of people working remotely and, you know, systems needing to work better together. Security, if it's possible, is even more important than it was at the beginning of the year. It's even hard to imagine that. But we're responding to new attack surfaces, right? New means of threat vectors coming into the enterprise IT environment. And so really bringing those together, and what I'll see significantly different is multi-cloud and really the drive for an integrated strategy across edge and data center and cloud, just because that's the experience that they're living today. And they realize that that's really going to be here for the duration.
When you look at the technology investment that Intel's making across a portfolio of silicon, why is it important to have a common foundation across that landscape that you just described? And how is Intel working with the industry to deliver a choice of solutions to market?
Well, it really does start with the data, you know, where the data gets created, where it gets processed, and where it gets consumed. And so taking a data-centric strategy for not only data ingestion, whether it's from, you know, traditional data-based solutions or OLTP or manufacturing, but also new emerging ones like image and video, and then being able to store it and process it and then transport it to where it's needed. So inferencing at the location that data is created, taking advantage of more advanced training models, being able to secure that not only in transit, but at rest, and then bring that to bear into applications that can use it, which drives ever-increasing, you know, memory footprints. And so our portfolio of understanding how to really bring solutions to, you know, where data is created, consumed, and where it's needed is really just panning out to be even more important as we get more and more distributed. And, you know, one of the areas that it's become quite clear is that there's different capabilities and different partners for different parts of the market. If you look at AI training as an example, the analytics that's required for a factory that's largely textual is very different than the analytics that may be needed in video recognition. But the good news is a lot of the inferencing technology we can deploy is common sets of things that are in our Xeon platform. There's some specialized accelerators that we can deploy as well. And really making sure that they can rapidly respond into remote agile environment and spin up one virtual environment that handles a certain type of workload and also be able to use the same infrastructure to respond to other types of capacity or areas becomes just even more important in the environment that requires the end customer to be able to move fast and respond to their changing business. If nothing else has shown us this year that we've got to be even more agile than we were before, and being able to do that in a way really starts at a solid modern infrastructure, ISVs and applications that can take advantage of it, and just really be able to move at the change in which the environment is bringing us.
Thank you so much for being on the program today, Bill. It's been a real pleasure. Where can folks engage with you and the team and find out more information about solutions that Intel is delivering in this space and how our silicon portfolio fits into the larger equation in terms of driving IT operations forward?
So, you know, I'm certainly available not only on my remote social venues, but probably even more important is where we bring those capabilities to bear on our Intel Select Solutions site on intel.com. We do quite deliberately focus on making sure that the technologies that we have and the partners we're working with can make that available and readily purchasable and partners there. So, you know, that's the first place I would start with. And from there, you can see just a ton of solution briefs, technology that we bring, and they're really designed to make sure that we can bring the engineering work and the partner work really to market and capabilities that can be easily deployed, which is super important, especially to me with my history of 20 years of consuming solutions in enterprise IT before I moved to the products group. Understanding that they can be easily deployed is super important. And so that's where I would start.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for the time today. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you, Allison. I appreciate you having me on.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.